Hey guys, it's Kristen from KristenandChill.com, but also this podcast, of course. And I wanted to let you know that every single Tuesday, I'm sending out an amazing newsletter to help your banter game and your flirting game and your overall dating game. And it's stuff that I don't talk about on this podcast that I'm sharing with you guys for free. So you don't want to miss it. Go to KristenandChill.com. There should be a pop-up window that lets you enter your email address to join. But if there isn't, scroll all the way down, enter your email there. And once you do, you will be all set to learn how to knock more than just her socks off.
Want to know the hidden meaning behind what women say and do? Then check out The Chictionary. It's the Wing Girl Method's manual that gives you a full rundown of all the things women say that confuse men, written in dictionary format. Go get a copy of The Chictionary by going to winggirlmethod.com/chick. That's winggirlmethod.com/chick.
Welcome to the Ask Women podcast, where you get real advice straight from the source. I'm Kristen Carney, comedian and one of your hosts here, of course, with Marnie Kinross, best-selling author of Get Inside Her. We have, of course, 1920. We, of course, have our voice of man, Amir Kay, who's a super funny comic. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Good you to look be like here. You would be super funny.
Do I really?
You do. You have like a funny, not like a funny.
That's
look,
kind of an insult.
I'm like so tired. Yeah.
No, but you're super cute, and like you look like you would be able, you would have a fun time.
This is great.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
That's
guys.
What we do. We boost people
city.
Up, and then we tear them down.
That's great.
That is kind of.
No,
what
but
we
thanks
do.
For coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
For the 16th time.
Yeah. Huh? This is a good setup. This is how you get a second date for a guy to come back on our show.
Yeah.
You look great, but I'm gonna insult you later.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's how you get someone
That's
to come
how a lot
back.
Of guys do it. Before we dive into our topic, which Kristen did just reveal, mm-hmm. was talking about how to get the second date and the differences between first dates and second dates, and if there is a difference. I wanted to read, it's an email somebody sent me, but they feel like they've cracked the code for first emails to women online. And he said that he had tested it on like 25 women and he got...
People are doing emails right now?
Yeah.
Is that how you reach out? I saw you at the Starbucks. Here's a fucking email.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's for like online dating,
yeah,
right?
Online
dating. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm so out of
the loop. But even in emails as well. But so he was saying he got like a 75% return rate, which was really good.
This guy sounds like a total dweeb.
Before, but I thought it was pretty good. Okay, so this is what he had written to me. He said he just made it up, this method, but he did read something on Match that says to play two truths, one lie, was a good opening email. So he saw like
too formulaic, dude.
Yeah.
I think these like books on how to get women and shit are like ruining the game, you know?
Well, tell me more about that.
Well, because I think it's just like I don't know. I think it's just a natural thing that you learn over the years, you know, with trial and error, you know? And then like all these guys are reading these books, like here's the formula. You like be an asshole and then you do this and then like all these little tricks.
Yeah, there were books in 1950 when there was real love.
Yeah, and then you just like feel it out. You know, you go and talk to a girl, you go, okay, that didn't work. Fuck, let me try something else.
So what if there's a guy, because these are the guys that I work with, what if there's a guy who may not have the confidence to go out there and put himself out there, or he put himself out there 5 times in a row, got badly rejected when he was really young, so therefore
but that's part of the whole thing.
It.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. That's part of being a man, is getting rejected.
I completely 100% agree with you. That's like my main thing that I teach people to do is get off their butts and totally, like go out there and practice. But what about somebody who can't naturally understand how to talk to women in a flirtatious way? Are guidebooks and systems helpful?
I guess so. I mean, if you put it that way, of course. I mean, I don't think, you know, if somebody has it, I guess I'm just thinking
but
about.
Can't you kind of relate it to like taking a class to learn stand up? It's kind of like if you're not, if you're just not.
It's like some people have it and some people don't. You're right. And you can teach it, but it's like naturally some people are going to be better at it than others.
Right.
That was a good analogy.
Yeah. Well, what about some people who go to UCB who take classes for improv?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like we're talking about like as far as comedy goes, like some people even in UCB and whatever, they just are naturally gifted. You can see and you want to watch them on stage because they have something about them. And there's other people that aren't necessarily the most, you know, naturally gifted in that sense, but they take courses to learn like, okay, you do this or the rule of threes or like, you know, like whatever little tricks are to, you know, to do little punchlines here and there.
Like you can,
and does it ever work for them? Like
I'm sure it does, but I mean, you can tell, you know, who's natural at it and who's not. So I think if you're super,
yeah, I mean, you could take a million classes. You're not going to be Bill Burr.
Yeah, right. It's just like you just can't. I don't know, or you're not going to be. You can take a billion, read 1,000 books. You're not going to be Casanova through these books, you know?
Right. Well, how about you? Okay. So I simply by your look, I'm guessing that you don't have problems with girls.
No, I mean, I've had problems. Yeah. I mean, I've gotten rejected a billion times. You
okay.
know? But then there's
what causes you to be rejected?
I don't know. I mean, it's so many different things, you know? I don't know. I mean, in the past, just my approach sometimes has been weird because I like do something really crazy or goofy. Mm-hmm. And some chick, like if she rolls her eyes or gets weird, I'm over it. You know what I mean? I just don't even want to
deal with it. Because you see it as a mismatch, right?
Yeah. And I go, dude, if this girl doesn't get that, then fuck, why would I want to pursue anything else? So a lot of times that happens.
And have you always been like this? I want to hear, like, when you were younger.
Yeah.
Because you were saying the only way to, you know, hone it.
Well, I was like a late bloomer in high school and stuff like that. So I didn't really like, you know, I wasn't really hooking up with chicks until like a little bit later in high school, you know? And then, then after high school is when I really like was, you know, dating and stuff like that, like in college. And
it's funny, like you say, like I was a late bloomer, so I wasn't hooking up till late in high school.
Oh, I guess because then my high school people were like fucking around like early.
Yeah, it's
like,
so funny. Like,
and shit.
Late bloomer for me means like I was in my 30s when
I
started.
Yeah, my dick sucked in the bathroom when I was in sixth grade.
That's what? Not too bad.
I'm kidding.
Some people are crazy.
I can say whatever I want on here.
Those are naturals. Those are absolute naturals. Okay, so I want to get to this email first, even though, like, I hear what you're saying, and I actually used to be the same way. No, fuck routines, fuck techniques, fuck systems. But then I actually started teaching people how to hone skills when they didn't have a skill set, and then also remembered for myself, I didn't always have a strong skill set when it came to confidence, conversation, and I actually learned it by myself. I went out and gave myself my own tools to use so that I could practice, but some people don't even know where to get started, and therefore I became a fan of systems as long as you throw them away afterwards and you don't get stuck in like, but this guy said to say this line and now it's not working for me. So you always have to like sort of move around and exactly what you said would happen with that girl. You have to find things that are suited for you. So this guy was saying he came up with why not try one truth, one wish and one lie. So it's just it's a fun way to have an opening conversation because you know, as you all know, it's always difficult to initiate that conversation, whether it's online, in person, you're doing like a cold approach with somebody you've never met before. And that puts a lot of pressure on you. So he wrote this. This is what I sent a girl recently. Hey, Michelle, I'd like to get to know you better. Time in the Air Force, software development, project manager, MBA, blah, blah, blah. You seem like you've lived a pretty interesting life. So I have a game for us to play. One truth, one wish. One lie.
Sounds like a fucking Saw movie.
I have a tattoo of a gopher on my chest. I grew up in a house that turned into a haunted house during Halloween, and I have road tripped across the continental U.S. Now it's your turn. Guess which of mine is which and tell me yours. This is her response. Haha. Yes, it's been interesting to say the least. I love games. Thanks for offering up this one.
I love games. I'm going to play them when we're dating and make your life miserable.
Okay. The tattoo was a lie. The haunted house is true. And the road trip is your wish. If I'm right, I definitely want to hear about this house of yours. As for me, I've been on 2 mission trips to Kenya. I had an agent when I was younger and had a small role in a movie. And I have a twin sister. And so anyway, he was saying that was their interaction. I'm not saying that this is the best one, and it obviously has to fit within your own personality.
Sure.
But I wanted to hear what you thought about the way that he did initiate a conversation, because it is difficult for people to put together conversation that is going to gauge a reply from somebody when you have 2 flat surfaces communicating.
I will say that wasn't bad. That was
I honestly thought it was going to be way worse than
me
that.
Too.
And I was like, oh, well, that's pretty cool. And I think it was kind of interesting that he asked, you know, he said that. And then I think to the girl, I was like, oh, wow, this guy's like coming up with something. You know,
until every girl gets that exact email.
That's what I'm saying. That's when it becomes
that's
weird.
The problem.
It's like, fuck, this guy's sending this email to, and I think that is just is not cool. I like to approach everyone differently. You
because
know
it becomes disingenuous.
Yeah, then it's just like, dude, this is a formula to fucking hook up with a girl. Like, what is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, so how do you come up with unique things?
Wait, I'm sorry. I want to know which ones were the truth and the lie.
I don't know.
I
left in the dark.
Tell you.
Yeah, Spencer did not give me that answer.
I'm hoping the gopher tattoo.
I think the gopher tattoo. I mean, that's gotta be.
See how engaged you are. You're totally into this dude.
Yeah.
You're totally into him. See, so it works. Okay. Anyway.
Send him my email.
Okay. I want to hear. So how do you? Because I've talked about this before. You guys are comics, right? You honed the skill of being
he able might to have I have
rebuttal and respond and pull quick wit out of the air. So I know it's hard to think back to, you know, a time when maybe you weren't like that or that skill wasn't yours. But
I think the first time I hooked up with Kristen, what I sent her a dick pic and she was just on board.
Yeah.
Get, right.
Yeah. So I had to zoom in. But
that works. That works. Yeah. Yeah. iPhone 3. I mean, back then, you know, the camera
quality. Well, that worked on Kristen, obviously.
Yeah.
Tried on other girls because you're the original.
Totally. Yeah. So no, I'm kidding. But the obviously, I think every situation's different. So wherever I'm at, you know, like sometimes if you're at a bar or something, just like doing a funny something to get her attention.
Like what?
And then I don't know. I, you know, just some stupid thing. Like if a girl's like walking down, I did this the other night. I was like, this girl was just walking past me and she was gorgeous. And I just stopped her and I go, excuse me, it's not a runway. And then she didn't know how to take it. So she was like, and then some girl, you know, I've said that before to somebody and then they go like, oh, fuck. And then they get all weird. I'm like, it's a compliment. You know, you look
good. Yeah. There's a lot of idiot girls here.
And they're just like, what the fuck? And like, they're so conditioned. I feel like women a lot of times have been conditioned in like groups, especially. They're like, oh my God, fucking get away from me. You know?
Yeah.
Like, unless you're like fucking Brad Pitt, you know, like super good looking or something, which I'm not. You know, so
you are. So how often does a line, not a line, but like a statement like that work?
I don't know. I don't do. And it's so funny now. It's like I rarely even I don't think about it because I'm not like pursuing a relationship like that right now. So I don't even think about that shit. So unless it's in my lap, I won't pursue anything. You know what I mean? Like if I'm on the road.
Unless she's
like,
literally in my lap.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you know, it's like I'm not trying to pursue a serious thing. And I try to be upfront and honest with the women now. It's like, you know, I can't do anything serious. I'm working on, you know, being a stand-up comedian the way that I work every night. I'm going to be on the road a lot. So, you know what I mean? So that's what I just be honest with them. And if it works out, it works out. And then, like, I met a girl in Chicago that I didn't think I was going to end up dating, but we ended up hitting it off and then we stayed in touch. And I've never talked to somebody more on the phone in my life. Mm-hmm. Like a little high school, like, girl, you know, I was like on the phone with her every day. And then she moved out here for me.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
We were together for a year and then it just didn't work out because then, you know, that.
Because she was a little lifestyle. High school girl.
No.
No, but then the lifestyle 14. Comes into play and it becomes more.
Totally. The lifestyle is so hard for us. I mean, for Kristen too, you know, it's just, it's tough. It's not fair for the other person.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
gone a lot.
We, you know, we had
Alonzo Bowden.
Yeah, Alonzo he was Bowden. Saying he's gone like 5 days out of the week or something. And usually it's on a weekend.
Totally. And it's always like 3 weekends out of the month. I mean, month, you know, and
yeah,
it's like,
it's
that's
hard.
The time you have to spend with somebody. Usually if you're dating, it's like the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, if you guys are both working, then the weekend you hang out. So our schedules would always be off. Like she'd work from, you know, 8 to 6. And then as soon as 7 hits, I'm at the comedy clubs,
right.
You know? So we only have like 45 minutes to hang out. So it just didn't work out when she moved here.
Yeah, that's tough. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the topic we were going to talk about today was how to get a second date. But since you're not dating right now.
No, I could talk about it. I mean, what a girl does that makes me want to kick it with her again.
No, how do you get it?
Huh?
How do you get the second date? Like, so what do you do that gets you the second date?
I don't know. I don't know. Just, I guess I don't have a formula for that stuff. You know, I just try to be myself. And a lot of times if I'm into the girl, then, and we have any sort of chemistry.
Well, tell me more about what does chemistry mean? Like, what does chemistry mean to you? Cause
it's a subject that I failed in high school.
Yeah. It's chemistry to me is like when the conversation seems effortless. You know, and like when you're not forcing anything, when there's not like these awkward silences, when there isn't like, fuck, what do I say now? Like when I'm not thinking about that and we're on the same page. If I mention something, she gets it.
Okay.
You know, it's not like, what, what? And then there's so many fucking like guys and girls, shallow, like fucking just surfacey, especially in LA.
Yeah.
That are just thinking about themselves or whatever, like who the guy that shot their headshots. And I don't want to hear that shit, you know?
Right.
So just like as long as we're clicking on our sense of humor, I think that's important.
And that's when you feel chemistry.
Totally, yeah.
That there is chemistry to initiate for a second.
Sure. Yeah. Then, yeah, it's got to be like qualified. She's got to be qualified to even for me to pursue a second date.
Okay. So if you feel like there's been commonalities, like there's been an exchange of humor and banter for you, that's enough to say. And you're attracted.
Yeah, and she's cool. And then I think that desperate energy is always bad. So like, I know some guys are like, oh shit, this girl's cool. And then they like put it on too thick.
Yeah.
So that's horrible. Cause I think no chick wants to date a desperate, you know what I mean? Like a thirsty dude. So like that, but then it's, I don't know if you're really into her, I think you should speak your mind, but there's a certain threshold to that, you know? Because then if you go overboard, she's like, whoa, this guy's fucking nuts. He's like already attached. It's the first date.
Yeah. Well, then how do you decide if she's cool enough to have a second date? Like, what are the, I guess, okay, my point is that I want to help these guys who are listening to the show understand how they can select women who they want to invest more
time. I think more importantly than just looks and stuff like that, because I think a lot of guys will get hung up on like, dude, this chick's hot, man. And his friends are like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? You should go on another date with her. That chick's smoking hot. But then they're not compatible, like, conversationally or, like, however, on other levels. So I think it's important to realize that, you know, it's not all about the looks, first. And second, it's just, like, you guys should be able to have an easy conversation.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, like, every time you go on a date with this girl, you're not just fucking sitting there going, oh, my God, I'm so nervous. What do I say next? Because you're out of your league with the looks or some shit.
Right. Well, there's a lot of guys who they'll go on a date. They'll have a really great conversation. Feel like from their end that they're connecting. There has been chemistry that's been sparked. They've made her laugh a few times. So they feel that there's a deeper connection there. And they're bonding on a completely different level. And then they leave the date with the intention of, oh, she was cool. I totally want to see her again. She's into me as well. Right. And then they'll get a text or they'll get a phone call a couple of days later saying, it's really great hanging out with you. I just don't feel chemistry with you. That spark isn't there.
Wow.
Blah, blah. Right? So they get completely let down.
Mm-hmm.
So for the guys that typically have this happen, what would you say to them is actually going on? Why wasn't that chemistry created?
I don't know what like the woman's perspective of me is, but I think, I don't know, as a comic, we have good intuition or like good, like, you know, we're perceptive people. So I think, I don't know, you know what I mean? We can read somebody pretty well. Like we read audiences every single night. I know how this guy's feeling. I know if this chick's not into the show. I know if this guy's, you know, like wasted, you know what I mean? You could just read these things. And I think that helps us with if I'm on a date with a girl and I think I'm hitting it off, I'm not like clueless to the fact that, yo, this chick's not into me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like we're too aware and there's a lot of guys who are unaware.
Yeah, they're super aware. And I think a lot of these guys that you're talking about right now are really unaware. They're like, dude, I fucking made her laugh twice. I'm killing it. You know, like, no, man, it's like got to be other, you know, you got to see the eye contact, the body language, all that stuff. But I think subconsciously I'm watching this stuff. I'm not just like, oh, you know, and you can't be too like looking at, I don't know. It's like, I just do it naturally because I go out and I read audiences. Like if a guy's sitting with his arms crossed, I go, okay, this guy's not into the show. And then I got to change his whatever, like, you know what I mean? Different energies,
vibes.
In different rooms, vibes. Exactly. So I feel the vibes. So I think, Kristen, you're absolutely right. A lot of dudes are fucking clueless. And I don't know
well,
how to speak on that.
Well, let's make them clueful. I love
just
them.
Look for little cues, you know, like if the chick's fucking like, you know, like distracted looking on her phone all the time, dude, she's not into you, you know, like if she's getting up and going to the bathroom, if she's like, I don't know, you know, just seems not interested to the conversation.
If she's just not nodding to your conversation, not really
but
adding.
Like she's fully engaged in the conversation and you
then,
are, they are.
Then fuck, you got me, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm not.
No, I'm not asking.
And I think, like I've said, I'm hyper aware of shit. So even if I feel an inkling of like she's not into me, I fucking go, okay, wow, I bail. So I do that. So I think that's not a good look either.
Well, what do you do as a comic? So for example, you said if there's some guy who's sitting there with his arms mm-hmm. crossed, you'll switch something up. Do you then play the show for him? Or
No. I don't play the show for him, but I'll know like what kind of energy he has or what kind of room it is or how tense the audience is or whatever. I don't know. I mean, it'll...
Do you ever switch up what it is that you're doing because you're realizing something isn't working?
I don't know if I don't play for the room. Like I'll go still do my own thing, but, I'll just know, like, I don't know what approach I'm going to take, I guess, at getting to where I want to get the audience back. I don't know if
sometimes egging him on a little bit.
Oh dude, I'll fucking go at a guy. Yeah, I'll just start busting his balls like big time just to get him to loosen up. And then that works, you know, a lot of times.
Yeah.
Would you say that something like that would work?
I just go
at him.
I go, dude, what the fuck? Like your arms crossed, like negative energy. This is the worst, you know, worst way to be at a show, like blah, blah, blah. And like make, you know.
Do you ever use that approach with women? So let's say you're on a date and the girl's a little bit tense. Maybe she had a hard day at work. Maybe
it's busting balls.
Yeah, busting balls. I do that all the time on dates.
Does it change things?
I think so. It could change the dynamic. Sometimes a chick takes it like offensively really or whatever, especially if you don't know the girl and you open with that shit.
Yeah, don't hope.
They're like, whoa, what the fuck, man? Because they don't know you.
Right.
And I've done that a lot. That's how I've sabotaged a lot of like first lines or whatever. I've gone like way too hard. Like, oh, yeah. What the fuck? And then they're like, who are you, dude? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Do you ever find that you can save yourself from that kind of approach?
Yeah, by not opening my mouth. I don't know about any other way. What do you mean? save.
So for example, if you do go in too hard, like let's say you're out, you're being rowdy with your friends, and then you turn to a girl who's cute and you're like sort of in an intense mode with your friends, and then you think, okay, she can handle, she's on the same page as us, but she's not. Is there a way to save that type of approach?
I don't know, because like I said before, if the girl is totally not into it, then I'm not into her. You know what I mean? Like,
because she doesn't get it.
Yeah, she doesn't get it. And I know this is going to be a difficult relationship to pursue. You know what I'm saying? Like, if mm-hmm. she's not getting this little joke here, all I do is I fucking am joking 99% of the day.
Right.
And I think I'm a tough person to date because of that, because I don't take anything seriously.
Do you explain that more?
What do you mean?
You just said you think you're a tough person to date.
I think I'm a tough person to date because everything's a joke. Even when chicks, like in the past, like my girlfriends have gotten serious about an issue and I'll just make a fucking joke about it, but it's serious to them, but it doesn't mean shit to me.
My grandpa died. You're like, well, ha, ha,
I mean, that, and like, yeah, you know, tough, but like job stuff, like work shit that I don't give a fuck about and I can't tell her. But I'm like, dude, this like little bullshit bites at work that I have no care or interest for. And I think that's partially why I'm not dating right now either, is because I'm so focused.
Like your sensitivity level is kind of like off. Not.
We're comics. We don't give a shit. It's like, dude, that I don't live in that world. I don't know that world. So that's why I'm not dating now.
You have like a low carometer.
Low threshold for any sort of bullshit. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. Do you want to be dating?
No, I don't know. It's just so much work, you know? Yeah. And you got to be on the phone all the time. You got to be fucking, you know, what are you doing? And then checking in. Like, I got to be able to go everywhere.
Permission.
I sound like an asshole, I feel like.
But it is a lot of work.
But okay, I will say,
I just want to be completely honest.
That's what the whole point of the show is. I will say something to you though. I'm asking you hard questions. So I like don't feel like you don't have the answers. Most people don't have the answers to these things. A lot of the things that they do naturally, they don't actually know how they do them. It is very difficult. So I feel like you gave some really solid information that people can use. And the best information that I got from you was to really own who you are. And if somebody can't match what you're putting out there, you know, within reason, if you're being an asshole and someone can't take that lightly, maybe that's different. But at the same time, you are still putting yourself out there in a playful, fun way. And if they can't understand that, as you said before, they're probably not a right match for you, because you may not be able to be sensitive to them later on down the road. And that's a really good indicator up front. So that was the takeaway that I got from this conversation that we had.
What are you doing tomorrow night?
Nice line. Anyway, we'll be coming back with Catherine, who I met at the gym, who's super cute. She's an actress. She's in a cool new movie that's coming out. But she is going to also talk to us about second dates. And we are going to get the female perspective on everything that we discussed now. So we'll be back after this.
I had someone approach me on Instagram this week because they know me from this podcast, and they were embarrassed, which they shouldn't be, but I get it. But they were embarrassed to tell me what age they were and that they'd never been intimate with a woman before, not even made out. And that can be a really, really, really hard place to be when you're a man, for anybody, but especially an adult man. And because I've learned so much from doing this podcast, I had advice for him, but I also have resources because of this podcast, and one of them is Beducated. Beducated is an incredible online educational platform for all things sex. So when I was messaging with this guy, I directed him to Beducated because I knew his first instinct would be, I should just watch porn. And no, you should not just watch porn. You can add that in at some point, but you should not just watch porn to learn. You should go to Beducated to learn, because they're going to give you the skills you need to really please a woman, not please an actress having sex for money on a camera. So Beducated is your place for all things mind-blowing in the bedroom. I can't stress this enough. I've read the courses because, as I've mentioned before, I narrated many of the courses. And not only did I learn from them, I was turned on from them. It was actually hard to do voiceover for something like this because it was so sexy, but educational, not just sexy to be sexy. So you can learn from it and really enjoy yourself at the same time, whether it's just you or with a partner. It's going to be hot either way. And when you hear the word class, you think, well, it's going to be stuffy and uptight. It is not. So if you guys want to either just learn the basics or go beyond the basics and just blow minds, including your own, I'm telling you, go to Beducated. And if you want to get 50% off the yearly pass, use code ASKWOMEN. But if you want to test the waters with a 24-hour free trial, you can do that too. You can also do a risk-free 14-day money-back guarantee. But I kind of want to say that you won't want your money back because the classes are that good. So if you're feeling bored in your marriage, if you've never touched a woman at all before, if you're a guy out on the town and wants to really please the ladies he's with, this is for you. So click on the link in the show notes and use your coupon code ASKWOMEN. Again, you're going to want to click on the link in the show notes. So click that link and get started with an amazing sex life.
If you listen to the Ask Women podcast, then you are already miles and miles and miles ahead of other men when it comes to attracting and getting the girls you want. But I must confess, there's one missing piece in the puzzle, and that's flirting, or the ability to ignite sexual chemistry with any girl you meet in a matter of minutes. Most guys suck at flirting. They can't flirt their way out of a paper bag. But as your personal wing girl, I can't let you be one of those guys. That's why I want to show you the most effective step-by-step formulaic approach to flirting with any girl you like. This formulaic approach has been tested on thousands of girls and has been proven to work like magic. Yes, magic. You just apply the formula and see results instantly, and it's that powerful. To find out everything about this flirting formula, all you have to do is go to winggirlmethod.com/flirty. I've made a special video for you where I reveal what this formula is all about. Go to winggirlmethod/flirty and you'll find out all about it.
All right. Hey guys, welcome back. It's really funny because Catherine was just telling us during the break that she uses the two truths, one lie.
I do.
And
was this email from you?
No.
It's really weird.
I do not have an alter ego named Jeffrey or whoever it was.
Spencer. So clearly,
clearly it's not.
Spencer is like a creepy name, though. That seems like a murderer guy.
But Spence is kind of cool.
Yes. Spence is cute.
I like Spence.
Yeah. Spence is a Spence is a surfer. Spencer's a murderer. There's a very fine line.
I would love to hear, do you have any reaction to things that were discussed in the first half of the show?
I like the two truths and a lie kind of thing, or the wish seems a little corny.
Oh, yeah, he does one wish. Yeah, that's kind of cheesy.
And I think a gopher tattoo is a little bit like, okay, obviously. And if you do have a gopher tattoo, this conversation's over with.
Yeah.
It's not going to continue.
She's not going to go for you.
So, exactly. Oh, there we go. What I'm saying.
My dad, I just like harness my dad all the time. It's really bad.
But I mean, for me, like a lot of times too, like I'm on a bunch of different dating apps. If a guy doesn't write anything about himself, I'm done. Like, I don't care about the pictures. Like, this tells me nothing about you, especially on Bumble, where the girl has to engage.
It's because guys are way more interested in pictures and they don't realize that girls aren't as interested in pictures.
Yeah. Oh, I think it's Amir's
mic. Yeah. Amir's mic is.
Well, I just, I guess, although
what
I
is
think
it?
Though if a guy. Oh,
your mic was off for a second.
Oh.
You're back.
I'm out of here. No, you are.
Yeah. I think, though, if a guy wants to engage a girl, if then knowing that women aren't as much about the physical, I mean, granted, that's the pictures are there for a reason. But if you know already that women want to like aren't as much about the appearance, then you should write something about yourself. Like, and especially if it's an app like Bumble, where the girl is the one that has to message first.
Yeah.
Give me something to say to you. But having like just a bunch of pictures in your location, I mean, really, all this stuff to say is hey, or you know,
well,
cool
the thing is,
surfing
is that,
pick, bro. I don't, you know, like.
Yeah, but that does work for a lot of guys if they're attracted to the girl that's writing to them. So that does become easier
maybe
for them.
It
is easier to initiate as a woman. But I would be the same way. If there isn't substance there, and, you know, as women get older, the substance
I think
they're
so,
looking for is greater.
So different for guys. You
yeah,
said to
completely.
Keep us on the guy. Like, when a guy is looking through his fucking Tinder, and dude, the last thing he's looking at is the bio. I swear, it's pictures.
Yeah.
And then, oh, okay, just to see if she's not a prostitute, let me read what the fuck she's doing.
Or a man.
Well, I mean,
the
pictures are really important. I mean, I saw something where someone had no picture, and the about me was, I want to see if you like my personality. But then they didn't even write anything about themselves. I'm like, why are you on here? Like, then swipe left, over. But at the same time, I will say, like, while pictures are important, I really, this is something, I've been on Bumble and Tinder and Hinge for a long time, and I feel like there just should be a certain way that guys should present themselves. And like, I see so many bad pictures, like blurry photos. Also, what is with the selfie on an airplane? I see so many selfies. Yes, there's a dude sitting in a chair, sitting on an airplane, taking a picture. I'm like, and you can see the window from the plane in the backseat.
I mean, unless
car
it's first
selfies
class.
And airplane selfies. And it drives me crazy because usually it's not a great photo. And I'm like, this is what you're presenting to me. It's just so, it drives me off the wall.
I love that you have standards.
Yeah, what's your favorite picture to see? Like, what do you want
to
see?
I'd like to see, like, something that's kind of fun, like, that shows the person, like something with their personality. Like, I don't even mind being on a floaty toy with a beer in a pool, as long as you also have a picture of you in a suit.
I love it.
Like, if you do, like, and if there's a picture of you in a suit, and, like, I don't know, maybe one with your mom, and, like, don't have a picture of you.
She's a casting director.
Yeah, I love
it's just, to me, it's like, this should be common sense. Like, would you want to date you looking at these pictures? And it's just something, like,
that's,
I mean,
a good perspective to look at.
Yeah.
Would you want to date you?
Yeah. And I mean, if a girl were to have a bunch of blurry photos of herself, or like, and then a shot of her doing a selfie on an airplane, I mean, is that, you want to take that out?
Absolutely. They would want to take that out.
I don't know.
It is interesting.
What do you think about the how to get a second date stuff?
Yes. On
like,
the topic.
What's the way to get one with you?
I think it's important to be charming and respectful, and have a sense of humor, and not put too much pressure on the first date.
Yeah.
You know, like, pick some place that's, you know, cool and has a cool vibe and get to know the person a little bit. And then, you know, say something like, you know, I had a great time and I'd love to see you again, if you genuinely do want to see the person again. And don't try to kiss someone on the first date if it doesn't feel right. And that's, I mean, for me, if I'm on a date with you and if it's something through like an app and it's like, okay, no, we have common interests and we have a great first date.
Tell me more about a great first date, because I think that that's what gets you the second date. So I want to understand what a great first date means. Like, yes, all these things, charming, wit, blah, blah, blah. What does that mean for you? Like, what does it mean when you feel chemistry? How do you feel chemistry with somebody?
It's common interests.
Okay, I could sit across from you and we could have everything in common with each other. Oh my God, I do that too. But you can walk away saying, that was nice, but I never want to see that girl or guy again. What makes you say, oh, this person,
I think it's having a similar perspective on the world.
Yeah, a similar perspective. And then also they think there has to be a sexual attraction. And
but where does that come from?
It's me. I don't know. Like, I mean, like, I've gone on dates with guys who are incredibly attractive, but the personality isn't there. Or, I mean, there just has to be something that lures you in. And I think that's
but it's not all looks that makes him,
right. It's
not all looks that makes him sexually attractive.
No. Tell me more about lures me. So give me an example of somebody you've been on a date with, like, if you can really, and this is a hard question, if you can really think about, like, the energy of the date, how it was different from somebody else who you had nice conversation with, a pleasant time. Maybe it's a long date, but you walked away thinking, I'm never going to see that person again, versus I cannot wait to see that person again. I hope he calls.
Feeling like the guy had a genuine interest in me and what I did and what I was about and what I liked.
Well, is that 100% true? I'm going to stop you, because if the guy's like too into what you're, you know what I mean?
Not super into it where it feels like it's, you know, 60
minutes. I think that's.
But if it's something like, you know, I mean, because I've been on dates where literally the guy didn't ask me one thing about myself. All he did was talk about himself. And I had to, you know, even then had to kind of throw myself. And I'm like, why did you even ask me out? You know, it was just kind of.
And then
like,
did he ask you on a second date, this guy?
No, he didn't. No. But I wouldn't have gone because it was, and, you know, he took me to a nice restaurant and, you know, whatever. But it was just, you know, showed no interest at all in what I did or anything about me.
Mm. Have you been on a date with a guy who does show interest in you, but but you still didn't feel interest in him?
Yeah. And I think that's because maybe he showed interest in me, but I mean, for me also, like, sense of humor is a big thing. Knowing that, like, making me laugh is a huge thing. And if you don't have that sense of humor, you can be interested in me, but if you don't have a sense of humor or a certain lightheartedness to you, that's, for me, isn't, that's something, sense of humor is important to me. So if that's not there, then it's not going to work.
Okay. So if there is an exchange of a common sense of humor, so you're laughing with each other, mm-hmm. if there's an expressed interest and shared communication throughout the date, those are good things.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a good indicator on sense of humor. The reason I thought about this was because there's this movie, a Coen Brothers movie that I loved, Burn After Reading.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene where they go out to the movies and what's her name? Frances McDormand. Is online dating, and she's going on dates with all these kind of just generic like loser men, and she goes to this movie and she loves the scene in the movie, and she's waiting for the guy to laugh at the scene, and they just sit there and they stare at it, and it disappoints her, and she's like, that's kind of her indicator.
Oh, wow.
But then she goes out with George Clooney, and he's like shoveling popcorn in his mouth, and like that scene comes up, and he just like belly laughs at it, and she like, that's her moment where she knows like she's like in love with George Clooney. And so that's like a kind of a good thing where if you're kind of trying to see if this person is similar to you, like go watch a movie that you know you love. Like I love Three Amigos. It's like my favorite fucking yeah. comedy movie of all time. And they don't laugh at Three Amigos. Nah, it's over.
It's funny how much that does play into it. Because for me, music, like they're like a shared taste in music and movies, because I'm passionate about both of those things. And so like if you have to get like why I love the music I love and also share that and like, no, totally. Yes. And it's the same with film too. Like there are certain comedies that I love and I want someone like, cause ultimately my idea of a great time is like sitting and watching a really funny movie and drinking a really great beer and just chilling. And like, that's awesome to me. And I want somebody I can share that with. So I think it's like, you know, common interest, but also sharing. Yeah. Like a shared,
because it shows you kind of see things the same way.
Yeah,
if you can laugh
for sure.
The same
and these things are great, great selectors.
I think that goes both ways too. It's absolutely. Not just for women.
Oh,
I do that
totally.
Too. If a chick's not like doesn't laugh at something that I think is funny.
Yeah.
Or let's say we're at a comedy club and I take her and like I'm watching my buddy and I'm like, dude, this like you know one of
and
our friends
hilarious.
Up and I'm like, dude, this is fucking hilarious. And she's not laughing.
Yeah.
I go, dude, this yeah. is, you know, and she's like looking at her phone or some shit. I'm like, dude, this
But
is
I want to really understand the difference between a new friend that you found and somebody that you want to pursue in a relationship. Because I'm not hearing. Like, these are all wonderful things. And 100% this is what you should be looking for when you're going on a date. But the only reason I'm asking this is because I hear all of these guys say this to me. And I've been on these dates with these guys who I'm like, yeah, let's go shoe shopping afterwards. But I'm like, if you want to be inside me, it's not going to happen. Like there is that difference. And
well,
I
personally,
understand that.
I mean, I do want to be friends with somebody I date. I mean, ultimately yeah. I want my boyfriend to be like my best friend. I want it to be that where we have that camaraderie and, you know, and share those things. And I think, I think that like establishing being like, if you can't be friends with someone you're dating, you have a big problem. So I think being friends, sure. like showing that you can be friends, like that's already okay, good. We've established that's setting a groundwork in a way. And then it's going like dating though, because there's a romantic and sexual component makes it something else. But I think also too, going back though to getting a second date, for example, I think it's finding something that the person you're on a date with is going to want to do with you. So I really like football. I'm a big Green Bay Packers fan. So if somebody knows that about me and we go on a date, we grab a drink, if someone wants me to go on like an added bonus, like that I want her to go on a date with me. So I'm going to be watching the Broncos game in the morning at Barney's Beanery. Would you like to join me for brunch? Because the Packers game is on at 1:30. You know, yeah, like yeah. then it's like, yes. I mean, already that already shows, okay, you were listening to me. We have a common interest and this is something that I'm going to want to do anyway. And you're going to be there and we get to share this experience together.
Okay. So tell me how important, cause you had talked about this, the sexual component as well. So when you are on that first date, like how sexually clear can a man be with you before it's too much or before it's too little?
Having a boner?
I want to do anal.
That's perfect.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, literally. I guess how do you mean being sexual on a first date?
Because a lot of guys hold back that sexual component where they won't touch or they won't like use a flirty voice or they won't get close with their body language because they want to be respectful. Like how much are you comfortable with on a first date?
I mean, I don't want someone to come across as a player or like that, you know, there has to be an element of, I mean, for me, I'm out there, I'm looking to date. I'm not looking for a hookup situation. So
I think girls, okay, can we talk about that for a second? Every fucking girl on Tinder is like, not hook up, swipe left, or whatever the fuck, whichever direction you swipe. What is that? And that's such bullshit.
Because,
like,
well,
we're not looking to hook up. Like,
there are
what?
People, like, I have been asked straight up on apps before, like, without ever having met the person, to come over to their house and have sex with them. And
that's,
I'm like,
80% of the guys on there. I'd say 85%.
Okay, then why not? I mean, like, okay, are you going to pay me $500? Like, what? I mean, I'll get in my car, drive over to you, and, like, then, I mean, I saw
this, like, funny.
Now we know her rate.
Well, it depends here. Okay, how good looking are you, and where do you live in proximity?
At least the
foul. How much do I have to drive, and do I have to pay for gas?
Right. It is. So, I saw this, like, really funny meme the other day.
Evening for you.
There was this funny meme the other day that was something like a woman who was like, not going to sleep on the first date, but independent woman will, you know, want to have a night out and, like, be sexually free and sleep with a guy when I want, but need to have dinner first. Like, it was like all these kind of contradictions.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get.
It's got to drive guys crazy.
Although it's so nuts.
I don't go on Tinder that much anymore because people are like, the weird thing is some people have said it's a hookup app and other people have said, no, it's not a hookup app. I know two people that are in committed relationships that they met their boyfriend, girlfriend on Tinder.
I think it's a great thing. I still think it's no substitute for an organic meeting of somebody, you know what I mean? Like just meeting somebody somewhere. And I think it's cool that it matches your interests and all that shit, but it's who you want the other person to see you as. And a lot of times these profiles are just bullshit. It's like it's like, you know, your highlight reel. Like, hey man, this is ideally who I think I am, but you're not that person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like all this, it's so I think that in just as a total, it's like matching two people that are pretending to be these people. You know what I mean?
Well, like, unless you're one of those guys that writes nothing in your bio, then there is no highlight reel.
I mean, that you're trying
whatsoever.
To fuck in that case, you know?
Just that to me also sends kind of a message of I'm not really on here looking for something serious because I'm
that's
not
a good
telling
assessment.
You anything about me.
That's a good assessment.
I want to get to a couple of questions from our listeners. So we have a segment called Overanalyze This, and we overanalyze the questions that people send in to death. So hopefully you're on board for overanalyzing. Hi, Marnie and Kristen. Always think Kristen should say, hi, this is
Carney and Marnie. I think you read this question.
Damn it. What the I always delete them and then
you don't save. You must not save the document.
I do. I really do. I'm sure I didn't just
I should say Carney. I thought about that a long time ago. Carney and Marnie.
I don't want a second date anymore.
Love you both so much. Question. When I'm getting to know a girl, should I tell her I was when I was 12 that I was possessed by demons multiple times and had to have two exorcisms done?
No, you should not.
Not sure if a girl I'm getting to know would want to know this. Is it necessary to even bring it up?
Unless she's an exorcist.
Fucking crazy.
No. But my name's Dirk from West New York, and just like Kristen, I'm a huge Bills fan.
Of course he's from where
I'm
from.
Much love to her, and always you too, Marnie. Stay beautiful and awesome, ladies. Okay, so is this a first date conversation?
No.
Would that get a second date?
Wait, which one?
This is a psychiatrist conversation.
Is that the guy that got possessed?
Yes, he's asking. Should
Dude,
I bring it up?
Don't ever fucking mention that on a first date. Please, let's leave that until you guys are dating for fucking 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is a psychiatrist question.
Yeah, if someone told me on a first date they were possessed by demons,
that would mean you are crazy.
I mean, well, part of me too, it's like, well, I guess I do believe in things greater than what happens just on Earth. But at the same time, it's like, that's a big, bold statement.
Yeah. Dude, you'd be going home straight to your girlfriends going, this fucking guy told me he was possessed.
Right, no.
30 minutes, we didn't even have breadsticks yet.
No, I know. I would be completely.
When would that be appropriate for him to tell you? And like, let's say there was nothing else crazy about him.
I think you would have to do is have a big, long conversation about what you both believe. And then find out if she even believes in that kind of thing. And if she does, then you can maybe bring it up like a couple months down the line. But if it's, I mean, again, though, going back to being true to who you are, if this guy genuinely believes that he was possessed by demons when he was 12, he's not going to change his mind on that.
Right.
So whoever he ends up with has got to be.
He's probably why the Bills have been losing for so many years.
No, but it's also that has to do a lot with his family. You know, he's 12 years old. It's not like he's making up his mind and going, it's probably his mom going, dude, you're fucking possessed. Let me get you. So, like, that's a whole nother level. It's like you have a crazy family. Maybe.
Yeah, his mom's possessed
that's nuts.
By demons.
Like, how many friends do you have that were possessed and they...
Like, four.
You're kidding.
No, but I have a father-in-law who did see several ghosts when he was younger.
Well, that's a whole different thing.
Dude, we're talking about two different things, but I'm saying, being possessed, and like that means your family's fucking nuts.
Yeah,
your mom's
like,
crazy.
They like had you taped down to a bed and like
you're getting exercised.
It goes back to then to finding somebody who's compatible with you, because maybe somebody like, oh my god, when I was 13, the same thing happened to me, and then boom, you're perfect for each other.
There you go.
Possessedmeat.com. That's the.
But I would not bring it up on a first. No, I would not bring it up on a first date. You will not get that second date after that. Dear Kristen and Marnie, my name is Jared. I'm 18 years old. I just found your show 2 weeks ago and found a mountainous amount of insight from it. I have struggled with approaching women and guys since I was really young. Women to go out with or make friends with, and guys to just be friends with. I've had few friends and I have never been on a date. Right now, I feel like I am in my prime of my life so far because I'm healthy, muscling up, and I actually talked to this girl I really like at college. I've never in my life been the one to approach first.
So cute.
I know her because I shared a summer class with her. When I saw her in the parking lot a week before school started, I actually said hi to her and had a conversation. At the end, she said, "It was great seeing you again," and looked down as she said it. I don't share a class with her now, but by coincidence, I saw her walking into class not far from one of mine. My question to you and your guests is, knowing all this info, how should I approach her? You bump into her after class is done. Another way, because I was only able to think of the one scenario. What should I do? Since I lack much confidence, literally any advice is helpful. Thank you. You two are the best. Sincerely, Jared. Also, sorry, this was such a long-ass email.
See, the looking down, that could mean two things. It could mean I'm lying, it was nice to see you, or I'm shy, I like you, it was nice to see you.
Right. Yeah, and also I think it's important not to read in too much to that. You know, like, she said it was nice to see me, so it had to be nice to see me. You know, it's like, maybe it will fucking...
That's just a common
It's so
phrase.
Hard to decode, and that's why, like, I mean, men and women have been trying to figure each other out for years.
Yeah. Right.
But
so what should
I know
do?
For me,
well, what
like,
you should
I say
do is don't set it up. If I could give you advice, what was his name?
Jared.
Jared. Okay, check it out. Don't set it all up, dude, because you don't want to be the creep waiting in the bushes for it to pop out and go, oh, hey,
yeah.
Oh, you're here too. Like, don't be that guy.
Remember, it was nice to see me.
Yeah, if it happens, it happens. But like, you know, I would say, you know, say something funny maybe.
Okay.
You know, approach her with something like that or funny thing, or like, hey, do you want to grab a bite sometime? You know, and if you feel like she's, you know, if she was like Kristen
worthy.
Said, there's, yeah, worthy, or if she thought like, you know, that when she said nice to see you, she genuinely meant that. Yeah. You know, but you got to feel it out. You got to try to feel it out.
Yeah, I'd say,
what do you think?
Baby steps. And I mean, I agree with Amir, like nothing too hardcore right off the bat. But I will say for Jared, you going back to, it sounds cliche, but you miss 100% of the chances you don't take.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so much, I mean, really I know good. From my guy friends, like, yeah, there was this girl I really liked and I just never, I couldn't ask her out. It's like, you've got nothing to lose. The worst that's going to happen is she's going to say no.
Right.
That's the worst that's going to happen.
That's totally.
And
that's
then afterward,
one thing that
you can
if
be
I could give
us,
any so. Advice, I'm sorry, Kristen.
Sorry, no, that was a bad joke.
Is definitely that. Like, just don't, you know, you miss opportunities all the time. And it's like, dude, you'd never know. And I started to do that. There's a friend of mine, one of my best friends in Newport, he'd do that all the time. And it would be like 1 out of 10 would say, yeah. But still, it was like, at least he didn't go home going, dude, that chick, I wish I would have said hi to her.
Yeah, a lot of the guys that are successful. That I think we hear from play things is kind of like a numbers game.
It's such a numbers game.
Yeah. So it's like the more opportunities you take, that the more girls you meet, you know, and that's with everything.
And if they say no, it's like the things I keep reiterating is like, if the girl isn't into the joke I make or whatever, I don't even want to be with her. So I'm glad I figured it out that quick, you know, just to go and say hi. Hey, what's up? What are you doing? Like, say something funny. And then if she's not into it, then fuck it. Move on.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jared missed this first opportunity, but so now he's saying they don't share a class with each other, so they don't have as many opportunities. But randomly, he happened to see that she has a close class by him. For me, I would even say for him to play it as, and obviously don't plan it well in advance, but you can't help yourself from planning and like daydreaming about what could possibly happen. There's nothing wrong with mental rehearsal as long as you don't get caught up in your mental rehearsal actually playing out the way that you have rehearsed it. But a good interaction or an option for an interaction would be like, oh, I thought I saw you going into this class. Like, remember me? We talked a couple of weeks ago, blah, blah, blah. I stupidly forgot to ask you out last time we hung out or something like
Excellent.
That. Like,
that's so perfect.
Yeah. Just take the new opportunity for it. There's nothing wrong with saying like, yeah, I saw you. Like, you're cute. I'm attracted to you. I'm into you. You happen to be in a class close to me. That's not what you're actually saying with your words. But you're saying you don't have to say, oh, there you are. I didn't know that you were in this class.
Yeah, like, holy
cow. Yeah. Like, even really successful guys can say, you must think I'm stalking you right now. Well, I am. Yeah. Like, it's just owning whatever it is.
Being playful about it.
Being playful with it and say, like, yeah, I've seen you for the past, you know, 8 weeks in a row coming in with the same back. Like, you can you can play around and be jokey with that as well. So
I also think having, just go for it. This might sound absolutely ridiculous, but I've kind of referenced this before. Eating.
What?
I really should. You guys are new to the show. I always talk about Seinfeld. I'm a huge Seinfeld fan. I believe in the philosophy of Seinfeld. But George, in one of the earliest episodes, is eating an apple on the phone when he's asking a woman out. It's because he sounds like he's busy and doing something different. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it kind of like puts you in your body and makes you sound busy or something. So,
and that you don't care.
And you don't care. And it's like, you're kind of like,
yeah, it's not like the whole world relies on you going on a date with me. That's like, so that's that thirsty, desperate energy that nobody wants to date.
Yeah. So I'm not saying like walk up to her and bite into an apple and be like, so crunch, you want to go on a date? But like maybe have something in your hand or like you're opening up a Snapple or something or just like doing something.
And then read the fact off the Snapple top.
But just
you know. Polar bears have no.
But maybe you've got, you know, like just something in your hands to keep you kind of looking like you had other things happening at the time. Yes. You know what I mean?
I think such a bad scenario. He's like there folding a paper plane. Poor Jared. But if she's what the
just
fuck is
a spaceship. Sorry.
Although I also will say too, like don't put a ton of expectation onto it. Just I think if you take the pressure off yourself, Jared. And
eating a Subway sub, you're like, I'm Jared.
Let's not be that Jared. But just be like, I'm going to try this. I'm going to give it a shot and just see what happens.
Yeah. And don't take it step by step.
Yeah. Take it step by step. And don't be like, oh my God, I really hope she needs, you know, like, just be like, I'm going to try this. It's a little experiment. I'm going to see what happens. Mm-hmm. If she says yes, great. If she says no, I'm moving on.
But I think we're past that now because I feel like Jared's put a lot of time in thinking about this chick. So there's a lot of pressure. So it's like, you got
to
remove.
Needs to take the pressure.
Yeah, you got
to
remove that stuff. Totally
so have true. A few shots before you make the approach. That's how you
underage drinking is always the solution.
Apple vodka.
Hi guys, love your show. This is Raphael Jared. Look at this little theme. And I'm turning 21 this November. So happy birthday. It was on the 14th. Please say happy birthday to me. I just did. I have a problem. I was single for the past 6 years. So since he was 15, until I met my girlfriend.
That's okay.
Her name, you're young.
Beauty?
I was really having problems.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What there's, strip club?
There's a risk involved. If you name your child Beauty, you know how confident you have to be in your DNA to name your child Beauty? What if she comes out so ugly and
she's
walking around
beauty, no matter
beauty?
What? She's a beauty. So
no, she's not. What if she comes out with Jillian Zitz? She's 450 pounds. She's got no teeth. Her name's Beauty. I mean, what kind of
beauty on the inside?
No, it's not.
Shit. I'm out of here.
No, it's on the outside. That's only something people ugly say. That's from a movie.
I was really having problems finding a girl to be with. Not that I have my girlfriend girl. Now that I have my girlfriend, girls are coming at me like walkers from The Walking Dead, and I'm failing to resist them. I am a Christian, but this is very difficult to me. I love my girlfriend. I love Beauty, but these girls are hot. Please, Beauty. What should I do? Because I'm tempted to leave my girlfriend. Thank you.
You're 21, dude. Leave your girlfriend and fucking go.
This is the time.
Yeah, this is the time. You don't get locked up with a chick, I think. I mean, if you're already having doubts, it's not the right girl for you.
He's not saying he's having doubts about the girl.
He's
feeling tempted.
Yeah, you're feeling tempted.
Two different things.
Well,
temptation can always be there, even if you're 40.
You're right. But I mean, I think if it was the right girl, he wouldn't be this is hot and writing you a fucking email about it.
Yeah, that's how tempted
he's asking for permission.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, and it's like, dude, if you're doing that, just you need to break up with your girlfriend and just go. Because I've done the scumbag thing when I was younger, when I was your age.
Yeah, don't be an
asshole. And it's not cool because you screw the girl over, and it's not a good look for you either. You know what I mean? Right. I learned that the hard way. And you'll end up getting your heart broken sometime. And it just comes around because, you did it. It'll come back to you.
Yeah.
So just, if you feel like doing that, I'd say go hang out with those hot chicks.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. It's like, oh, I love my girlfriend. She's so great. But all these women are so tempting. Well, no, if you're happy with what you have, you're happy with what you have.
Totally.
Unless they look like they're from The Walking Dead.
Well, I mean, then why be tempted? Right. I question his judgment. But then he shouldn't be in a relationship. Like, I mean, I feel like the people that I know that are in happy relationships, they aren't tempted by other people. They love what they have. And they're like, I'm so glad to have it. And
the thing is, too, is these kids, like, I call him a kid because he's said he's been single for 6 years. And it's like, that's okay. You were 15. and they don't realize how young they are. And 21 years old is so young.
And you're going to have so many girls that you think are your love. Like even me, I've dated a girl and go, oh, wow, this is, and then the next girl, I'm like, dude, I didn't even know I can love this much. You know, you know how it is. Or like, girls the same. You're like, oh my God, I can't live without you. And then a year later, you're with a new guy.
Let's talk to him as if he wasn't 21. Cause I, you know, whenever we go on Loveline, I get mad at Mike and Drew when they put down people because of their, oh, you don't even know, just break up with him. Because
let's talk to him like an adult.
Let's talk to him. He isn't
like, I'm saying a drone like that's been through relationships. Then I would say that exactly what I just said.
Yeah, I would say break up with her because it's
break
not the right
up
person.
With her because it's not the right person for you because you're already feeling like you're attracted and oh my God, these girls are so hot. And it's just a 21-year-old thing to say, though.
Yeah.
Or you know, because when you're like 28, you know that
that's what would be my advice. That you have to, I would say, get out a piece of paper and pen and write down your pros and cons. Whatever it is that you need to and make your final decision and then stick with it. That is what being an adult is. Like making a decision and moving forward with that decision. And like later on down the road, if things shift again or you're like, oh, yeah, I'm not really like clicking with beauty so much. And I do still see these opportunities around me, I'd like to explore them. Then you make a decision then and say, this isn't the right relationship for me and I'm going to pursue other people.
Also with these other temptations that he has, I mean, I'm wondering, are they other girls that you want to date or be in a relationship with? Are they girls you just want to hook up with, but you want to have the
safety
and comfort of being in a relationship with beauty? Well, like make up your mind. Like if you want to be having a bunch of casual flings, then you shouldn't be in a relationship.
But that's why it's so hard to talk to him like he's older than he's 21, because 21 is the times where you're like, dude, I'm missing out.
Right.
You know, when you're 30, you're like, I've been there, done that. So it's like, you don't think about that.
But for some guys, they're not. They're like, oh, this has never happened to me before. Suddenly I have all this confidence.
Well, then you're talking to a 21-year-old and a 30-year-old and a 21-year-old's mindset. I mean, to me, that's what it is. Because in the progression.
Oh, I know a lot of, I know a lot of 30-year-olds that have this same. I have a great girlfriend.
Then what are we talking about? Because then we're talking about two different types of people.
Yeah, the main thing, if we like strip away everything, is like, as Catherine said, we've all kind of said this, is that you have to make the decision about what it is that you want right now.
Yeah.
Do you want to be in a serious relationship? Well, you have a wonderful serious relationship in front of you. Do you want to be going out and having lots of fun experiences with beautiful girls who may not like you once you are available? Not that I'm not trying to steer you in a certain direction, but I'm saying, like, if you want to have experiences, go have experiences. Mm-hmm. But I love what Amir said, like, don't be that douchebag who screws over a girl, because that's a piece of baggage she's going to take with her to the next
always
guy.
And then she's not going to trust then that whole thing, and then it's going to screw you up, because then you see it's a bad thing, wormhole to go down or whatever. I don't know what's the...
No, it's a horrible wormhole. Yeah, that's a great way to end our show.
Okay.
That's perfect.
In a wormhole.
No wormholes for anybody who's listening to this show, but thank you so much, everybody who writes in questions to overanalyze this. Write them in to ask@askwomenpodcast.com. Thank you to our guests, Catherine and Amir. Catherine, tell people about the movie that you're in.
Oh, I have a movie coming out in January. It's premiering in LA, and we'll have screenings in DC and Des Moines, Iowa, because it was shot in Des Moines, Iowa, and it's called Courting Des Moines. And it's about a fictional race for the presidency of the United States.
Kind of like the ones that's going on now.
Right now.
Yeah, kind of. It's rather topical. And interspersed within the fictional story, we have interviews with Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Ted Cruz and Bernie Sanders.
Like, they're actually in it?
They're actually in it, yes. And Barack Obama is in the movie as well. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Cool little film.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
I picked her up at the gym.
No
I overheard a conversation she was having with somebody about dating. And I was like, oh, do you want to be on our podcast?
That's so
she's
cool.
She's cute. Aw,
thanks.
And she's talking about dating. I'm like, oh, great. Cute single girl. But Amir, tell people where they can...
Oh, I'm going to be... I don't know if you have...
This comes out like... this will come out in like 2 weeks, this show, this episode.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So it's kind of backdated.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, then in that case, I don't know. I'm shooting this thing for Comedy Central. They can see me on there.
That's cool.
Adam Devine's house party. I'm shooting that this week. So
that's awesome.
I leave tomorrow actually to go.
Is it in Hawaii?
Yeah, it's in Hawaii.
Is every episode of that in Hawaii?
This season. Last season, I think they were in, where is it? New Orleans.
Oh, that's awesome.
Awesome.
So everything, but whatever. I'll do that. And then they can check me out on amircomedy.com if you want to see tour dates and come check out my show.
Okay, cool. Thanks for being on the show. And thanks for letting me give you a hard time and push you to dig a little bit deeper and find some answers.
That was good. I came in tired. Now I'm like wide awake.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Stick around for the next show then. Thanks for listening to our show. As always, new episodes of the Ask Women podcast come out every Thursday. Go to iTunes, just subscribe. Stop wasting your time downloading individual episodes. It's a waste of time when you could be out there picking up women and talking to women. Thank you guys for listening. You're awesome. We'll see you next week.